It's Brenna Morley, your host from B2J McHugh Discovery Radio Show.
Nice to see you, Brenna. This is co-host Bilal Ahmed.
Well, this is exciting.
What's exciting?
Today, people in India are joining us on the show with real stories of their struggles about education.
Awesome, but first we're going to talk to Mackenzie, an expert on education in India.
Well, let me just say that it's a lot more challenging to get an education in India than in the United States of America. Some people don't even get the opportunity to learn how to read and write or even go to school in general.
Why doesn't everyone get to go to school in India?
It's often based on fear, not having enough money, and people with disabilities usually don't get to go to school. I'd love to tell you more about India myself, but do you know I have a friend from India that has some difficult ways of getting to school?
Really? Well, we would love to have him on the show.
Okay, I'll call him.
That would be great.
Hello? Hi, my name is Jack, and I live and go to school in India.
Hi, Jack. How do you get to school?
Well, there are many ways to get to school in India. The way my friends and I get to school is by a vallum, which is like a canoe, for about 2 miles, and then we switch to a cart pulled by a bull for the rest of the way. And depending on the day, we use some different methods.
That's a lot different than in the USA. Can you tell us more, and how long does it get to go to school?
We have to go miles to get to school, so it takes a while. It takes me about an hour to get to school every day.
What are some other ways that students get to school in India?
Some ways kids normally get to school is by a camel-drawn carriage, a man-pulled rickshaw, or by an army truck. I hate getting to school by the army truck because the driver tries to fit as many kids as possible in the army truck, so it's always very squished.
In America, kids usually get to school by walking, biking, riding in a car, or taking a bus. Our bus is like your army truck because the bus can fit many kids in it, except it's not as squished.
Those ways that you get to school sound pretty safe to me. Here in India, kids ages 6 to 14 sometimes have to get to school by a wobbly rope bridge that lies over a river or a bamboo bridge. Bamboo bridges are built across fields of water so students can get to school by walking across these bamboo tightropes.
Wow! That sounds really dangerous, and it makes it even more difficult to get an education.
Well, it's hard to get to school every day, but it's worth it for an education. I'm lucky, because not every kid here gets an education. If it's hard to get in school, maybe that's why only 14% of India's education population is enrolled in secondary school.
Jack, thank you for telling us how you get to school in India. You must love school, because it's so hard for you to get there. Now, let's hear from a guest from India who's in a wheelchair but still manages to get...
Welcome to the show. Please tell our listeners your name.
Hi, my name is Hansa, and I'm in a wheelchair. My education is hard because of it.
Please tell us how you get to school.
Well, my friends pick me up a half an hour before school to take me to school.
Is there a special needs bus for you to get to school?
No, what is that?
It's a bus for people who have special needs.
We don't have that here in India. The teachers don't help me with my wheelchair.
That's not right that the teachers don't help you. In America, people get more than help if they're like you.
Well, I'm really lucky because I go to school, because 98% of kids with special needs don't get to go to school, even though there's a law that says people with special needs have the right to go to public school. In India's culture, people with special needs aren't treated right. For example, if your disability affects your appearance, and most people usually don't touch you. And if a child has a disability, then it's often blamed on the parents.
If almost everyone with special needs can't get a job, then they have to be supported, even in their adult life. Was your mother worried to send you to school?
Yes, she was worried about many things.
Like what?
How will I get to school? Will I ask somebody for help? And will I be embarrassed? She was also worried that I wouldn't be able to get around school, because that doesn't really seem to be a concern in India.
What made her change her mind?
The NGO, local non-governmental organization, talked to everyone they could, and these people changed my life so that I could go to school, and I'm so grateful.
What a heart-touching story of a real student who struggles to get an education. We have it so much easier in America. We have amazing technology to help us learn and so much more. Thank you, Hansa.
Thank you. It feels great to get my story out.
What a big struggle for Hans. Other kids have struggles too. These kids in India meet at their school and try to improve it.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I'm one of the B2JMQ Discovery reporters, and we are at a meeting with some kids.
Hi, I'm Michaela, and I'm also a B2JMQ Discovery reporter. Hey, Quinn. Did you know that these kids are still coming to school, even though it is canceled because of the storm?
Yeah, look, they're sitting on damp rugs. What are they talking about again?
They're talking about improving their school.
So, if the students are realizing that their school has to improve, then there are a lot of issues in the school. For example, the school has 200 kids and two teachers, and most schools in India have 300 kids for a teacher.
Also, 4 out of 10 adults don't know how to read in India.
If so many adults can't read, then they must not get good jobs. Then the amount of people in middle class would be really small.
What about how most girls stop going to school in 7th grade in India? They do that because some people in India don't think girls should get an education. And if girls keep going to school as they get older, things might get dangerous. Parents just take their kids out of school. If so many girls don't get an education, they always have to live with someone and they will never be able to make their own decisions in certain situations.
Almost all students drop out of school when they're 16, 17, 18, and primary school stops when kids are 14 or 15 in India. Most kids drop out so soon to get a job, like a farmer to provide for their families. That must be why technology isn't very advanced in India, because hardly anybody can get an education with technology that could save life, for instance, fire alarms, cars, and so much more.
So, most kids drop out at a primary school. That would be like a junior high student dropping out right after they graduate from junior high in America. Only 14% of the population is enrolled in higher education. That makes it harder to create businesses because almost no one knows how. It also makes it harder for more of India's citizens in the middle class or upper class category.
That's way different than in America. Also, public school is 6 to 14-year-old students. After that, families have to pay for the child's education, and most families can't afford higher education.
India's education has so many struggles, and each student's story is unique. Here is the story of some girls who go to school during the night.
Do you know that some children go to school at night? In India, girls work all day and then go to educate themselves at night.
I was just talking to one of my good friends in India about going to school at night, and she's here with us today. This is my friend Devaki. She is Prime Minister of the Children's Parliament, yet she's only 13 years old. Hello. Hi, Devaki. This is the radio show I wanted you to tell your story on. My friend Jack here will be the one interviewing you, but first, can you tell the listeners how you got elected?
Oh, okay. I'm the Prime Minister of the Children's Parliament. As you said, it's a program for girls to go to school during the night. What I do is go from school to school each night. My parents said that that's a lot of responsibility for a 13-year-old. I was elected because the girls chose me. They know that I will do anything to help them learn.
Well, what is the learning environment like? Is it different than during the day?
Definitely. One of the hardest things is that since it's dark outside when we go to school, it's very hard to read and write, so we use solar lanterns to see. Though they don't give off that much light, but it's better than no light at all.
Why would the girls go to school in these conditions?
I always encourage them to come to school. They know the importance of education to their future.
What exactly do you learn about in the school?
The special thing about our school is that the girls get to choose what they learn. Overall, it is my goal to make school fun and have as many girls as we can join the program.
Wait, so you are running this program alone?
No, I have many other people helping me, like Santosh, who is also 13, works with me. She helps me with new supplies for classrooms to make learning easier for the girls.
Sadly, we are running out of time with Devaki, but I will need to know how many girls actually come to this school this late.
Well, at one of my past classes I visited, there were 42 girls in one classroom. It is hard to learn with so many people squeezed together, but it is definitely worth it.
Thank you so much for calling today, Devaki. We all enjoyed hearing your story.
Some kids in India don't even get to go to a school building. Instead of going to school in a building, they have to learn on a bus because it's so crowded in India, so there's not enough schools to accommodate all the kids. We're going to call Allie about this to get more information. Allie went to learn on a bus as a child, so he will talk to it about us and how kids struggle to get an education when learning on a bus. Allie, can you please tell us about going to school on a bus?
Sure thing. I go to school on a bus because it's so crowded in India, the classrooms can't fit everyone. So we get less education in the schools than most children go to. For example, some of us don't know quite a few basic facts that everyone should know.
What were some of the things that you don't know?
A few of my classmates did not know what a tree was until they were 10 years old.
Wow. What are some of the ways that it made it harder for you to get an education on a bus?
We don't learn as much as the other kids, and the bus driver is the teacher. So if they don't have a good education, then we don't either. Some days we don't have school when the other kids do, but that isn't terrible compared to the most things students in India face.
Oh, I get it. The bus school's teachers did not get a decent education, if any, so they can't give their student a decent education. Do you know how you'll get a good job if bus schools are falling behind in education?
I don't know. My classmates and I have talked about that, and we think we won't get a good job. At least we get an education, because other kids don't in India.
India's education has many struggles, and students from all over India have problems to face to get an education.
Students with special needs seem to be rejected in education.
Some students have to go to school on a bus.
It's very hard for some children to go to school. If they don't go to school and get an education, that affects them for the rest of their lives.
Students realize their school's problems and have meetings to try and fix them.
Some girls have to go to school at night after working all day in the fields.
Even though students in India face challenges in education every day, they strive to get an education.